What I try to do in my practice is treat dis-ease and not just disease. Okay, and these are all things that can cause dis-ease in older people, or really anyone. Dis-ease, the lack of ease, the lack of health, the lack of a sense of well-being. You're bored. You get embarrassed. And this was very interesting. Right here in this room, a bunch of years ago, with the director of nursing, we had students in. And I didn't know what the director of nursing was doing, but I participated as well. And she asked everyone to tell their most embarrassing moment. Now, people talk about how, you know, they couldn't talk when they were in front of a, you know, a pretty girl, or they fell flat on their face, or they had a, you know, an accident, a urine, or a bowel movement, whatever it might be. And the punchline was that these are things that happen in greater frequency in older people. And so is there not a subtle, almost subliminal sense of embarrassment when these things start happening? We all know that urine incontinence can keep people away from socializing, going to church, going out to dinner, because they have to be right near a restroom, or they're afraid they're going to have an accident. Fear. A lot of the things, people who have dementia that come to a nursing home and have behavioral problems, and we might call that resistive to care, but really, it's fear. They don't understand what's being done to them, so they feel like they're being attacked. So these are diseases, not diseases. These aren't things I learned in medical school. These are diseases that need to be addressed in older people.